Sitting from my room, I could feel the floor quake. The thunderous music bombarded from my basement through my small home on the south side of Chicago. My mom wasn't very pleased, but I enjoyed music, especially at this volume. Coming home every day from school to a loud music-filled home was comforting. Each day, the new sounds were fresh to my ear. It was almost like the music was begging me to come down and soak in the tunes. Anxiously deafening everyone inside with the sounds of a newer piece of music than the day before, Jamal was driven. Jamal was my older cousin. Ultimately, I decided, once and for all, that I would venture to the source of these productions. The music that I nodded my head to on a daily basis while I did pre-calculus homework would finally be revealed. From my room, I could tell my cousin's music was good. The very first chance I got, I rushed to his room in the basement as soon as he stepped out. As I sat there, I could hear everything. Snares, cymbals, trumpets, and lots of other sound effects he chose to use in the process were no longer ghosts to me. He inspired me to try the same. I tried so hard to be just like my big cousin. But then I realized I was striving for the wrong things. I couldn't produce music. I couldn't place those instruments and effects in the proper places to appeal to others. Everybody has their own identity and I couldn't use his. I had to find what best suits me. Although mine as well as his involved music, but it wasn't the production of music. I was better at writing lyrics. Although it took me a while to realize that, I'm glad it didn't happen any later. Producing music was far too difficult for me. It requires lots of patience. Patience wasn't one of my strong points. After I sat at his table for an hour frustrating myself, I gave up. I finally attempted to place my own words over his music. My flow is potent, I quote it, you know who wrote it, I show it. With the lyrics of Tay Olay. All lies, everyday inspiration. That's what others call me. My so-to-say stage name was meant to give the listener an idea of what kind of artist I was. Told them that I can be their motivation. I want to uplift them in sad times, aid their suffering in bad times, and celebrate the good times. Something as small as the name I wish to be known as was a well-planned, thought-out idea. As long as I can remember, music has been very relevant to my life. It was a habit that I could not break. Even before I was making music, I couldn't stop listening and searching for new music. In particular, hip-hop. I don't know about anywhere else, but in Chicago, hip-hop was popular. Not just the music, but its culture. It was all in the way we dressed, acted, spit, and spoke. My cousin moving in with us was probably one of the greatest things that happened to me. He truly heightened my ideas, thoughts, and interest in music. He made and listened to rock and roll, soulful, and R&B, so I even became more open to all music. Being in the studio and around the variety of artists he worked with was also helpful for me. Hearing opinions about my work from the older crowd was something I took great advantage of. Lately, music hasn't mirrored what Jamal had in store. Hip-hop has evolved in good ways and bad, giving birth to great artists such as Common, Lupe, and J. Cole, but also making room for the worst of artists. As I paid more attention to the music, the more I noticed it. Lacking thought, some artists were not showing the relevancy of their music. Music didn't mean a thing without its relatable, honest, imagistic, and lyrical characteristics. If it lacked, most listeners tend to tune out the music. When an artist is not saying anything of importance, why should we listen?